Well, it started in 2015. So it was an initiative from the council. They approached us. They were wanting to use the polytunnels up at the Grove nurseries because they weren't used for growing their own plants. They approached different organizations to sort of ask them, would they be interested in taking on a polytunnel? When I saw the size of it, it was like, oh my goodness. So we agreed initially to take on half a polytunnel, and then recruited a couple of volunteers that were interested in gardening, and that's when it kind of started. So they say that, doing things helps people in recovery, and a lot of people in recovery do have mental health issues as well, tend to quite often go hand in hand, mental health issues and substance misuse. And it's proved over the years that nature and getting out and getting engrossed in things like that is very beneficial for anybody. So we've got the polytunnel. Grow plants, mainly vegetables, over the years, so that what the folk can take them away and use them themselves. Just last year, we had a volunteer who very kindly delivered some bits and pieces to folk. We're part of the It's Your Neighbourhood Keep Scotland Beautiful project. We enter it every year. At the 2018, we got an outstanding award and certificate of distinction. So we're very pleased with that. We've been working up to that for a couple of years. And I suppose the other nature kind of related thing is we've got some of the guys that were involved in the group involved with beekeeping. So that was a sort of a secondary thing onto the gardening. And it's been great because they learned how to become beekeepers and they were tending the Urban Bees project. They're still looking after the bees for it. And also then made the gardening project more aware of the types of plants we need to plant for bees and things like that as well. So, I mean, people that come along have come along to the gardening over the years. They're now back working and, it gave them a focus. It gave them something to work on, actual practical skill as well. Not that they've maybe gone on to do that, what they've been doing, but I think it's because it's run once a week and you have to be there at a certain time and, it gets people back into a routine as well. And I think just the seeing things developing and growing and you see people developing and growing as well and just taking an interest and some people, we've had a couple of folk that have gone along. I'm not that interested, but my worker said I might enjoy it. And by the end of the summer, they're like, oh, I grew this, So it's really, they really enjoyed it. It does really seem to lift people's spirits, and it's not a distraction, but it's a lot of people. I would say it's nice to have something that they're responsible for, that's dependent on them. Rather than them being dependent, So if something's dependent on you having to water it and look after it and care for it and nourish it, then, and you see a good outcome at the end of it, then sense of achievement, I think, as well. It's nice for people that sometimes have very low self-esteem, very poor opinions of themselves, and think they're not useful for anything to be able to go along. Be part of a group of people. But the good thing about it is you can be part of the group, all the time, or you can disappear off to the other end of the polytunnel and potter about with tomatoes or whatever you want to do on your own and only, come back for your cup of tea. So there's that. It's not like one of these groups, it's a therapeutic group, but it's not where you have to sit and talk. You can sit and talk, and our volunteers are trained, usual listening skills and all the rest of it. But you don't have to. You can just go along and soak up the benefits of nature, as much as the benefits of it being a group for people. And I think it's just the variety. I think it's the biggest thing I would say is the biggest benefit. And I just love seeing the guys enjoying it, getting so much out of it and talking about it.